This is JIS News. Coming up, small business owners urged to take advantage of the new micro, small and medium enterprise and entrepreneurship policy. Jamaica commits to implementing recommendations made by the World Anti-Doping Agency. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller hails Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce for most recent award. The details after the break.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Now the news. Small business owners are being urged to formalize their operations to benefit from offerings under the new Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy. This appeal from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. He notes that the policy is not about finding a way to give more money, but applying resources in a manner designed to have real impact on business growth and development. As such, Minister Hilton says small business operators will benefit from training and guidance in areas such as product development and marketing, and incentives such as tax breaks during the infancy stage of the business.
Before you go to the bank or start asking for money, what you probably need is some training, some exposure, some intervention, critical intervention by entities like DBJ and others who can talk to you about your feasibility that addresses your marketing, that addresses your product differentiation and your business plan.
The MSME policy seeks to implement a structured and sustainable program of support to small businesses. 20,000 residents of communities in southwestern St. Andrew and its environs will benefit from improved health services with the upgrading and renovation of the Oakglade Health Center. The Type 3 Health Center was equipped and retrofitted by the National Health Fund and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund at a cost of $34 million. The United States Air Force had also completed work on the facility in 2011. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who is also Member of Parliament for the area, assured that there will be a further expansion of the facility in short order.
Proper health care is not an option, it's an imperative. We should try to take health care to the people in their natural environment.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller is also imploring members of the community to take care of the facility. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the historic double victory by sprinters Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who have been named IAAF World Athletes of the Year, is another crowning victory for the island. Jamaica becomes the first country in the region and the third in the world to win both the top male and female athlete prizes in the same year. Bolt received the IAAF award for the fifth time, while Fraser-Pryce was earning the award for the first time. In congratulating both athletes for the clean sweep, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller said the outstanding accomplishment serves to further cement Jamaica's top ranking and extraordinary position in the world of track and field athletics. Bolt finished ahead of British track and field athlete Mo Farah and high jumper Bohdan Bondarenko of the Ukraine. The remaining women's nominees were world champion shot putter Valerie Adams of New Zealand and world hurdles champion Zuzana Hejnova of the Czech Republic. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has sought to assure the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, that Jamaica will move quickly to implement the recommendations made by WADA towards improving the technical and operational capacities of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO. In a press release issued by the Office of the Prime Minister on Friday, the sports minister said additional budgetary resources will be made available to JADCO and reconfirmed that the process was advanced for the filling of vacant posts at the commission. The press release also outlined that WADA personnel expressed satisfaction that the minister has accepted the practical suggestions made and now looks forward to the full and speedy implementation of the recommendations. Recommendations from the WADA report include the invitation of a national anti-doping organization to work with JADCO at an operational level, a comprehensive review of Jamaica's anti-doping legislation, and the evaluation of JADCO's governance and management structure. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.